So, good morning, B'shah Tova, Mutzlachat. We're starting Masechet Kiddushin. As I mentioned, this is the last Masechet in the Seder Nashim. Just a very, very brief introduction. So, firstly, I mentioned to Robert that it'll be a lot easier to remember all the prakim, because I think there are 4 prakim in Masechet Kiddushin. They're like 80 dapim, but the first 40 are one perek. So, the first perek is 40 daf, and it's a very, very heavy perek. Actually, that the Masechet discusses end of the day, kiddushin, right? The idea of getting married. And basically, it's the way that a woman becomes an Eshet Ish. We know that Eshet Ish is ushered to the rest of the world. And that's the whole idea. So, Bekitsur, these things discussed in the beginning of the Perek. And then we'll see them again in Perek Shani and Shlishi. We'll see a lot about that as well. But now, once we're discussing kiddushin, right? So, the whole idea of kiddushin, we'll see, is a kinyan. It's actually an acquisition taking place. We'll see exactly what that acquisition is. We'll be getting to the Mishnah. But while we're discussing the concept of Ishut, so we're going to discuss over here as well, we'll discuss Gerushin. We'll speak about the husband dying. We're going to speak about Yibum and Chalitza. We're going to speak about other types of Kinyanim while we're on the side. We're going to discuss about monetary matters. We're going to see about slaves, about Avanim, the difference between Eved Knani and Eved Ivri. We're going to see the releasing of slaves. We're going to discuss the acquisition of Karkaot, right, movables. All these things we've got to do with Kinyan are going to be in this Masechta, right? And then we're going to discuss, at the end, we're going to see about the Chiyuv of women in mitzvahs, which is also something we haven't discussed really ever. See about the idea of women, in mitzvahs, mitzvahs tlut ba'aretz, and schar of doing mitzvahs. We'll see that as well in this Masechta. And in Parak Shlishi, we'll speak there about different, you know, about nashim shekidushin ba'aveira. In other words, like if there was a kiddushin, like we know, for example, a kohen gadol marrying an almana, or a kohen to a grusha, etc. All the kiddushin tofsin, or there aren't things which we've discussed all the time and thrown out subjects all along in all the tikkunos which we've learned. When we get to Parak Revi'i, we'll speak there about, you know, yuchsin, right, and all other types of isurin, kiddushin, or mutar and asur. So it's a heavy masechta, with a ton of concepts and ideas which we've spoken about in all other masechet which we've been doing up until now since Brachot. We'll see also the concept of a kinyan. We'll start with the first Mishnah. We'll see that's a kinyan. The woman, the Mishnah says, Aisha Nik, the woman's bought. So we'll see there's not a proper kinyan, right? It's not really that the woman becomes the asset of her husband. It doesn't own her. Okay, that's not the idea. But there is a concept of Ishut, and the idea of Ishut is that she's asu to anybody else. So that's really, I think, the concept of the Masik Kinyan here, is that she belongs to him to the extent that she's asur to everybody else. We'll see that as well in the Masechta. And the different types of Masik Kinyan, right? That there's Kinyan with Mammon. We'll see as well with the Kiddushin at the end of the day is done with Mammon, with a contract or with beer. Today we basically use a ring. That's the commonly accepted idea. And then also we've got Arusin and Nisuin. We've got different stages. Again, we've seen this already. We've learned Ketubot. We've learned Yevamot. We've learned all these Masechet. We've learned Gittin. So we've already touched on all these subjects, right? Where basically there's first Kiddushin, and there's the betrothal, and then there's the Nisuin. Then she enters into his house. Now, you know, when a man gives a woman the money, so he's Sarat Mekudeshet Li, can a woman say to the man, Ani Mekudeshet Lach? Okay, we'll see those sorts of things as well. Right, basically, as we mentioned, we learn the idea of Masik Kinyan. We'll see it starts at the very beginning of the Masechta, based on the pasuk says Ki Yikach Ish Isha. That the Torah tells us in Devarim that when a man takes a woman, and we'll see there that this Kinyan, this Ki Yikach, is a Gzeres Shava from Sde Ephron with Avraham Avinu when he brought the field. We'll see that as well. We're going to discuss as well Kiddusha Ketana. Right, as a rule, we need Da'at. That's one of the reasons, by the way, we'll see in our Mishnah today as well, why it's done. A woman has to consent to the Kiddushin, it can't be done against her will. So you have to have da'at. A Ketana hasn't got da'at. Well, the Torah nonetheless does make a provision for a girl, right? Even a Na'ara, who's in the first 12 and a half years old, that if her father can do a Kiddushin and receive the Kiddushin on her behalf, and it's a Kiddushin Tofsin, it's a proper Kiddushin in our Torah. There's also a Kiddushin Derabanan, right? If the father's died and she's an orphan from her father, then her mother or her brother can marry her off, and that's only a Kiddushin Derabanan. She says, well, the whole idea of Kiat Ishut, but how does a woman get out of Kiddushin? So we'll see, our Mishnah will talk about it as well, that a woman gets out of through a get or through her husband dying, And a Yavama, for example, also through Chalitza or through her the husband's the brother dying, we'll see those concepts as well. We mentioned Eved Knani, we'll mention Eved Ivri again, and then Amai Vriyah. And basically, as we can see, a very, very, very heavy Masechta. It's one of the famous Masechtas, got a lot of Lomdas in it. It's also a Masechta that's learnt in yeshivas, it's learnt in schools. A lot of Yesodot, a lot of basics, you know, foundations of Gemara we'll come across. So hopefully we'll have an interesting time, it will be exciting, and we will become proficient in the subject. Okay, let's end off over here. Okay, good morning. B'Sha'ah Tovah, Mutzlach. We're starting Masechta Kiddushin. We're on Daf Bet, at the very beginning of the Mishnah, and unfortunately, there's a tragedy. A Flory Tudjerman, who was a ganenet in the gun of a lot of our children's school, his son Daniel lost a child, Shoam Ben Daniel, who died recently, 4 years old, drowning. Should be illu for his neshama. Okay, so we're starting with the Mishnah, like I said, Ishenignat b'shalosh drachim v'konet asma b'shtei drachim. A woman is acquired. Right, Rashi says, "Isha niknat lebaala," is acquired to her husband, right, in three ways, and she acquires herself in two ways. Right, look at Rashi, "Beshalosh drachim." Rashi says, "This lashon." Rashi already giving up a heads up over here to a large part of the discussion in the daf today. Rashi says that the word here shalosh is lashon nekeva. Okay, in Hebrew, you've got masculine words and feminine words. So if you say something in masculine Hebrew, you say shalosha. In the feminine subject, you say shalosh. Okay, we'll see this now as well. In for example, you see seven would be shiva or sheva. So shiva is masculine, sheva is feminine. That's how it works. You got echad, shnayim, shlosha, arba'a, or echad, shtayim, shalosh. Right? Everyone knows it. So shalosh is feminine. So Rashi tells us over here that the Mishnah used the lashon nekeva shalosh, who b'gemara baya ma'itan lashon nekeva. And we can see the Gemara is going to ask why, because normally things are discussed in lashon zachar. Why suddenly here do we go into lashon nekeva?
That's what you would say.
Okay, so Robert says because of shalosh drachim. Okay, it's a good answer because derech is lashon nekeva. The Gemara is going to bring it up on Amud Bet, and we'll see that there's also drachim. Or sometimes in the Torah mentioned shlosha drachim. So we'll see that it's for what we take today very much for granted in modern Hebrew. He's not always so forgotten. We discuss biblical Hebrew, but it's a good point. Okay, so shalosh drachim v'konat atzma b'shtei drachim. Look at Rashi over here. V'konat atzma b'shtei drachim. Right? V'konat atzma liyot birshuta linaseh l'achir. What does it mean? She acquires herself. In other words, she releases herself from her husband's grip, so to speak, so she can go marry somebody else. And how is right? That's b'shtei drachim. Niknait. So now we go back. How she's acquired in three ways. What are the three ways? B'kesef. Bishtar Ubabia. Right? And Rashi says, we'll see in the Gemara what that's all about. And he says, yeah, Rashi, the first narrow line of Rashi, Noten la kesef or shvei kesef, he gives her money or something which is worth money, v'omer la harei at mekudeshet li, and says to you are betrothed to me. Bishtar or a contract, the star, kotev la laniyai, writes her a document, afapi, this is very important, afapi she'eno shaveputa, the paper might be less than shaveputa, so we know that when it's money, you have to be shaveputa. If he's using a contract, the paper can be worth less than a Buddha, and he writes into the contract, Harei at mekudeshet li. He has your contract, you are married to me. And the third way is bia. Right? He has relations with her. Ba'alea, he has sex with her. Vamar, hitkachiri bevia zo. He tells in advance that this is not just bia tznut, but it's bia reshan kiddushin. And he tells her that, right? V'chulu yalif mikrai, time at about shaman freshman growing. We'll see this all after the rest. We'll see it all. Dafyur Aleph, got a few days to go. We'll see it soon. Then, now the question is, when it comes to Kesef, so we already see in the Shtar and Bia, when it comes to Kesef, how much money is it? Beit Sham Omrim Bedinar, Ubeshave Dinar. So Beit Sham says it has to be a dinar. Now, I pointed out over here, that 7.5 years ago, when we learned this Masechta, I made a whole calculation here. I wrote out the whole exchange rate. Okay? So a dinar is 6 ma'ah, 6 silver ma'ah. Beit Hillel says, Omrim Bepruta. Ubeshave pruta. Look at Rashi. Pruta shel nechoshen, a copper coin. Now, according to my calculations here, one dinar is 144 prutot. So there's a massive difference if you made a meshama. We're not discussing a small difference. We're not saying like 10 shekels or 5 shekels. We're discussing huge differences. So v'kamehi pruta, how much is a pruta, says the Mishnah? Echad mishmona be'isar. Actually, here it is. I've written it over here. Echad mishmona isar. Okay, 1/8 of an isar. And an Isar is 2 musmus. An Isar is 48 dinar. 48 isar is a dinar. So if you've got 1/8 of an isar, and a dinar is 48 isarim, basically do the maths. Okay, I'll leave it up to all of you to work that one out. Okay, so that is the isar itaki, rashda isar itaki, shol kesef v'damav shmone putot. So it's 1/8, and it's 8 putters. So it's so he says over here, put kamu putte chamishmone be isar. Okay, so I'm confused. Yeah, an 8. So it seems over here. It seems to be. He says an eighth of an isar, and an isar. We see over here, it basically isar is 2 musmus, and a musmus is 2 kontrin. And 2 kun is 2 putters. So an isar is 8 putters. So an isar is 8 putters. So if an isar is 8 putters.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to compare Beit Shammai Hillel, because he's over here.
The note here says that the silver content of a silver dinar is equivalent to 96 grains of barley. And another note says that a pruta is equal to a half grain of barley in weight.
So it's 2. So it's double 96. So it's not. So basically, it's 190 whatever something. I've got 144. Okay, so I'm more or less in the right in the right direction. Okay, something like that. Okay, very good. So yeah, obey here. I mean, but put but come here, put Chamish one be sorry. Takiva konet atzma. So that was the amount of how the kinyan is, and then for the kinyan for her buying herself back as well. Beget ubemitat baal. That's pretty straightforward. The husband dies, she now goes free, or again, she gets divorced, not a problem. And now Yavama, why are we discussing Yavama? So Rashi points out over here, right, that Yavama nicknamed Li Yabam. Okay, but beer, we've learned that it's well in Masechet Yibum, right? That it's just straightforward beer, there's no other way to do it. Even though we did learn that Chachamim said that there's a mama, remember? Rashi mentions that as well. Look at the Rashi here. But Bia Liot Ishtun called Dabar with Bia. They have relations, they have marriage. Im ba legaresh, legarsha achagach, enot shichahim ene chalitza eleget. If the Yabam did Yibum now with his Yabama, they did Bia, they're married, fully married, now they want to get divorced. There's no chalitza anymore. It's a regular get. Aval shtar vekesef ein molin ba minach Torah ein midrabanan. But if he gives her money, he gives her a star, that doesn't help at all with regards to Yibum. Ani midrabanan ditikun de mahane bay. We let the Yivamot at the beginning. The dafnun, right? A ma mark every Yivamot. Aval eno gomer ba liot yosha. Even so, even though he did a ma mark, he still has to do Yibum to her, right? He doesn't inherit her. She kovim betame her if he's a kohen. Doesn't exempt from chalitza. They want to get divorced. The whole purpose of the mamar is leposla al shar chiv, right? Echav. That the other brothers now can't come and do yibum with it. That was the idea of the mamar. So basically, a yavama is nicked at the bia v'konet atzma also either bechalitza before they do yibum or b'mitat yabam. The yabam dies, she will then be a free woman, able to marry anybody else. Okay. So the Gemara says, look, we saw in the Mishnah Aisha nicknate. So the Gemara says now, Ma'ashnai hachei letanya isha niknait. Why here in this masecht, in this parak, we start off and we say the woman is acquired. U'ma'ashnai hachei letanya ish mekadesh. And in parak sheini, it starts off and it says that ha'ish, if you look on daf mem aleph amud aleph, where parak sheini starts. I told you that this starts at bet and ends mem aleph. So the first parak is 40 daf. Look at the beginning of parak bet, it says there, ha'ish mekadesh bo uveshlucho. Right, the man is Mekadesh. Akamet says the man is Mekadesh, and yet it says Niknet, acquired. Why do we say Isha Nitkadsha? She's also Mitkadeshet, right? So Mashta Hachadal Isha Nikle, Mashta Hachadal Metanish Mekadesh. So one says, why? Bishum the Kabai Lemitne Kesef. Because he wanted to explain that there are three ways here of doing Kiddushin, and one of them is with money, and money is an acquisition. So Rashi says, right? Remember, the Tanya is Mekadesh. Look at it. So says Rashi, we shouldn't buy the kesef. Bahane kinyanin with these ways of acquisition. But I'm in the coming of Daftali. We'll see the kesef. We're not having money. Right, we learned there from Exer Shabbat, from Avraham, when he brought this to Marta Machpela. Tikri Kinyan, Hilchach Tanachi, that's what also Kinyan. So now the Gemara says, okay, that's very nice. But Bekesef Minalan, right, where do we know money from? So now the Gemara answers, Kikama Kikikim is the Ephraim. Kitivaki Kikak Ishisha, Vukhtivatam Natati Kesevas de Kach Mimeni Kikha Ikri Kinyan. Tivasadea Sher Kana Avraham, that's the field that Avraham acquired. Now Rashi's got an interesting Rashi. He says, "Kesef inaran la v'achet kebayi la ele lekavit." So this isn't the real question. Place where we're asking the whole source of money. V'achay metaritz kamra lekula milta mishum de kebayi lebit de kesef. Here we're just giving a general answer because we use money. Where did money come? And we say that later on we're going to learn it. So what Rashi's telling us is we're going to get to that again. This is very like just a very quick attempt at quietening the whole issue, but we'll discuss it in more detail later on. So it was okay, very nice. So inami. So he says, right, so now, or another place. The first answer is from Stay Asher Kana Abraham and from Kicha Kicha. Or another possible answer is because there's Dot Kesef Yiknu. The Pasuk over here says, Sadot Ba Kesef Yiknu. Right, how do you buy fields with money? Bechatom Besef, Bechatom Vaedadim, right, you're on a contract, etc. So again, it says there, Ba Kesef Yiknu. So we see that when it comes to kesef, money is by definition used for acquisitions. And therefore, if one of the ways a woman can be acquired, can be mitkadeshet, is through money, we use the lashon kinyan. Therefore, tnia isha liknait. That's basically the end of the answer. So we're saying that's very nice. But then why are we consistent? In Perik Pendaf Mem Aleph, instead of saying aish mekadesh, once you're already in the shvung of saying aisha liknait, so tell us again there, aish me aish kone. He says, we started off Tane Lishne Doraita. But look at Tane Lishne Rabbanan. He says, our Mishnah here, our Mishnah here discussing the concepts of a Doraita. And with Doraita, it's Niknait. Right? And then look at then in the next Mishnah parak, then we discuss the Lashon of Rabbanan. Someone says, my Lishne Rabbanan. What's our idea of Rabbanan? The Asarla Akula Almeke Hegdesh. That's the, why does it say that Ish? Mekadesh, what's Perik Bet talking about? The Kiddushin aspect, right? Kadosh, we know that the word Kadosh means Muvdal, correct? Nivdal, separate. That's what Kadosh means. When you Makdish a Korban, what does it mean you Makdish a Korban? You separate that animal from the rest of your flock, and that animal now isn't yours. It can't be yours. It's got to go for specific purposes. So Kadosh means by definition separated. And that's why there we're discussing the implications of the act. The implications of the act is that he's Makdish her, and just like all other hekdesh, she separated, so too she separated in the sense that she's Asur al Kula Alme, she's Asur the rest of the world. Look at Tosfot over here. Tosfot says, Da'asala Kula Alme Kekdesh. Look at the first narrow lines of Tosfot, the second Tosfot on the Daf. It says, Vareak Mekudeshetli. That's the word you say when you marry a woman. What does it mean, says Tosfot? Klomar, Liot li Mekudeshet Lo'olam Bishvi li. You are mine and nobody else's. So too, when you make a neder that you're separating something to give to Bet HaMikdash. Upashta de milta, mekodeshetli means meyuchedetli, uniquely mine. Umezumenetli, and prepared, ready for me. Umiu, listen, he says, im haya omer talitzo mekodashli, any Rashi will. He says, I ever Tosfos is an important thing of here. He says, if you said to a talit, a jacket, this you mekudashli, this jacket, in other words, you want to do a kinyan with a jacket, and you said, the you unique for mine, you say, it wouldn't make a difference. That's not how you do master, that's not how you corner a jacket. So Tosfos acknowledges that it's not a regular form of kinyan. Just because of mekudash, of separation, we use that lashon aviyah for the woman. V'degama isha, the madamit yacheret liot lo, what's unique about a woman being his, says Tosfot? He neeseret lakol, she's asur to the others. About bekikar v'talit, lo shakna v'chem, when it comes to other objects like bread and jackets and food, etc., it's not the type of lash you make. You are mine and asur to anybody else. It's not some lash that you make. He acknowledges there's something quite unique to korbanot, probably, and also to the concept of marriage. Because it was, okay, that's very nice, but then benitni hacha, ha'ish kone. So why don't we then say in our parik then parik bet ha'ish kone? Look at Rashi says yeah ha'ish kone begimul drachim. Sorry, in our mishnah here, why do we not? We want to use kinyan. Okay, I understand. Says the Gemara, we want to use money. That's why we want to use the lashon of kinyan. But then just like we said there ha'ish mekadesh, so I say to avia ha'ish kone. Why ha'ish a nicknight? Why are we going on the woman? Go on the man. The man does the masik kinyan. Why don't we use our ha'ish kone? So the Gemara says, "Now mishum de kabay lemitna seifa," because we want to come to the end of the Mishnah. We want to teach the end. What's the end? V'kone et atzma bedida, right? Bedida means by herself, through herself. She acquires herself through herself, without the involvement of the husband. So therefore, Tananami Raisha Bedida, that we're discussing her as well. Whereas the end is how she frees herself, either through receiving a get or through the husband dying. It's something which affects her. So do we discuss the Kenyan on a way that it affects her? We discuss, she's the subject of our discussion. She wants to say, okay, very nice. Right, so why don't we say, Ish Kone Umakne? Look at Rashi. Ish kone in three ways. Umakne ota and release sells her back to herself, so to speak. Makne ota la atzma b'shtei drachim. Right? He says, no, why? What's the answer? Mishum de'ikah mitatabal. It's not true. Because he doesn't sell her back, so to speak, in two ways. Because one of the ways that she goes free again is if he dies. That's his decision. He didn't do it. Dilav yuka makni, he didn't do it. Min shemayu de makni, from Hashem, in heaven they did it. So it wouldn't make sense to say that he acquires her in three ways and releases her back in two ways. Because not him. Only one of the ways is him. So again, the Mishnah's battling around over here to try and find some balance in the Lasha. So another answer could be, but Ema, this is an interesting answer. He says, I tana kone, if we learned the Lasha on that a man is kone, so what could we have thought? Havami might have made a mistake and said, afilu ba'al korcha, even against her will. Now remember, we came with regard to Yibum, remember, we learned that with Yibum, it's not so far-fetched. Because with Yibum, we saw, if I'm not mistaken, that even if he raped her, it could be Yibum, right? Yibum, we didn't have to have her consent necessarily. So you might have thought that a man could kone bal korcha. Tana isha niknet. That's why we learned ta isha niknet. What does it mean niknet? Demidata. Demidata in, when she's niknet with her consent, yes. Shelo midata lo. Right? If you look over here, there's a Mesorah Shas. Mesorah Shas where he says, Zilshon Rashi Yevamot of Yutet. You know, Kiddushin de Alma. Vahalcha vayeta leishachem. Right? When she divorced him, went to marry somebody else, it says, midata mashma. Right? This is all with her consent. You can't marry a woman against her will. One thing I left out when I was mentioning in the introduction, the Rambam quotes, I'm not sure if it's in our Gemara, but the Rambam says that originally before Matan Torah, God would walk in the market, see a woman, decide to marry her, God take her home, have beer with her, they were married. Right? So even then, before Matan Torah, no one said you could take a woman, rape her, and marry her. Before Matan Torah, a woman had a consent. There was consent to be married. You married her. Right? Shelo midata lo. So Gemara says, Uma ir de tani shalosh. Okay, so now we come back to our question. Yeah, Robert, you mentioned drachim, derech, ishlosha, right? So Uma ir, why, bottom line, why do we do shalosh? Gemara's troubled. Why do we do shalosh? Litni shlosha. We should do it in shlosha. Look at Tosfot. It's a very short Tosfot. He says, "Litni shlosha perush bishum dechol haTorah kulu b'lashon zachar nemra." The whole Torah is written b'lashon zachar as a rule. It's in the masculine term. Why are we suddenly here going into the feminine? The Gemara says, "Why? Because bishum dekabai lemitni derech. Because he wanted to use the word derech. That there are three ways. V'derech lashon nekevahu. Derech is a feminine term, right? And therefore, the feminine term we have to say nik lashon shalosh." And the Gemara brings a proof of it. Dichtim, and quotes a pasuk over here from Shmot. It says, "Vehizar teetem et achukim et atorot." He warned them, "Vodatim and et haderech yelchuva." Taderech yelchuva va, meaning in it in a negative sense. It doesn't say yelchuvo. It says yelchuva. They walk in the derech with a negative reference. So it's, wait a second. Velaha, the Mishnah Shas changes it to detnat. Wait a second, Vahaditnan. We've got a Mishnah. Okay, and the Gemara quotes Mishnah via Masechet Zavin, Perik Bet. It's also in Masechet Nazir. Beshiva Drachim Bodkim et Azav. And yeah, it's used the word Drachim, which is Derech, which is we just said a moment ago, is a Nekeva. And yet it says Shiva, and Shiva is the Lashon Zachar. Sheva would be Nekeva. Shiva is the masculine term. So we see it there. If that's the case, nitni sheva. Why don't we learn sheva? Now, I wasn't going to read this Rashi, to be honest, But it's good to read. We've got a bit of time. I think we're doing well for time. Rashi, look at the Rashi over here, the very last wide lines of the Rashi. It says, but kimet azav. It says, what is this about? When we say we check the zav. Now, we're going to see in a moment, and it's relevant to Amasech, so I'll say that first. When a man, if a man has a gonorrhea discharge, he becomes a zav. Now, sometimes he might have a seminal discharge, which is not gonorrhea discharge. And there might be a mitigating factor or other circumstances. Help me, I'm thinking too big, yeah? Right? Extenuating circumstances, thank you, that bring on this discharge, which prove us to believe that we can toil on something which is not a zav. So that's why we'll see in a moment that with a man and woman is different. With a woman, it doesn't make a difference. With a woman, if a woman sees blood, she sees blood. Right? Even though we have got all the cases in it about jumping and stuff like that, right? But bottom line is a woman, if a woman sees blood and there's sensation with it, she feels the blood coming out. Okay, it says, but give it a zav, but ma'achal, what he ate, if he ate peppery stuff or hot stuff or spicy stuff, or mishteh, if he drank something strong, or b'chol, he might be sick, or b'masai, he might lift up something heavy, or b'kvitz, he might have jumped around, or mar'eh, he might have seen something and got a fright, the hero had some thoughts. Those are the seven cases. That's why it says, b'machal, mishteh, b'chol, 3, 4, masah, 5, kvitz, 6, mar'eh, 7, hero. Shema machmat echad men ra'ah, maybe that's what brought on the seminal discharge, va'anusu, and then it's anus. It was against it. It was something that was, without any control whatsoever, and it would be tahor. To Rachmana, the Torah tells us, Yikra tetvav. Remember twit? Remember tetvav yutet? That was the twit. We spoke about it. We'll get to the nidah, please God. Right? That's the makor, right, of Kiyazov, right? Me'elav. It says there, me'elav, velo machmat ones. So, on of Aisha, nonetheless, says Rashi, bon nami betame. If she's even honest, she's still tame. I'm prepared, but not kutim in nidah. Keshehu omer Kiyazov. Right, when the blood flows, zov dama, hare onesama, even if it's from ones. So we'll see, it's not relevant at the moment, this seven checks of the Masechet Zavin for a woman, but is relevant to a man. That's going to be one of the answers coming up in the Gemara later on. That's why I'm making such a big fuss about it. So the Gemara asks the question, why does it, you're telling me that derech is lashon nekeva? But then how can the Mishnah say it's b'shiva, with a masculine term, b'kin azav, nit nisheva? He says, no, why do we learn it there with sheva? Mishum nekevai limit nit derech. Right, we want to teach derech, va'ashkechein derech deikri lashon zachar, and we found that sometimes derech is also used lashon zachar. So we gave an answer here. Why lashon nekeva for in isha for shalosh because it's derech, and we brought a pasuk. We say, okay, then why zav? Ah, because derech. But why does it say lashon zachar nekeva? We say no, it's also lashon zachar. Dichtiv, and quite a pasuk. Right, the pasuk over here is a pasuk in Dvarim. Mitan Hashem et oivecha, akum elecha, inigafin lefanecha, legin v'zitar safa, baderech echad yetzu elecha. In one way, look at that, it doesn't say achat, it doesn't say derech achat, it says derech echad, which is masculine. U'beshiv'a drachim. And again, yinasu lefanecha, it doesn't say u'beshev'a drachim, it says u'beshiv'a, lashon zachar, yanus lefanecha. So the Torah sometimes uses derech as lashon nekeba, and sometimes derech as lashon zachar. So we say, wait a second, Nihachi, Kashu cry daddy. That's the case. We're going to steer in the psukim. We've got psukim, kori, kori, and other. And more than that, the kashinami, madida, we're going to steer in our mishnah. Because if the psukim sometimes talk is achar and something like kevah, we've got a problem. And if our mishnah now is also something is achar and something we've got a problem. And we says, no. Cry our daddy, lo kashian. In the psukim, it's not a steer. While we can explain what it is, it's very understandable. Hacha de betorekai. We're talking about the Torah. Right, the Torah over here, we're talking about the Torah. The Ikri Lashon Nekeva. Why? Because the Torah says, Torat Hashem Temima Meshivat Nefesh. The Torah, by definition, is referred to in the negative. So, Torat Hashem Temima. So, therefore, when we discussed, when we said that we started our Mishnah off with the Lashon of Doraita, remember we said, look at the second line of the Mishnah, it said, Mikare Tani Lishna Doraita. We're discussing Nishna Dorata, Isha Nikdet B'Shalosh Drachim B'Kesem B'Shtar Rabia. We're discussing the Minat Torah. So therefore, the woman we're discussing according to the precepts of the Torah. Tichra Hashem Temim, Nefesh Erat B'Shivet Nafesh. Kav La Lashon, Nekeva. And Hatam, there, with regards to the Zav, right? The Milchamakai, sorry, no, the Pasuk which we spoke over there, we said, we said over there, Baderech echad yetzu alecha b'shvatech minashu lefanecha, that pasuk which you quoted there, that they come out, that's when we, in Dvarim, that's talking about war. And when it comes to war, the darkosh shel ish lasot milchama, who does war normally? Men. V'ein darkosh shel isha lasot milchama. So therefore, katav l'lashon zachar. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. It will depend on the context. If the context is something which is, by definition, masculine, then even though we use the word derech, we refer to derech in a masculine way. Because there's a revute in the pasuk. It's not just stam, it's coming just more things. That who does war? Men. When we're discussing halachas of the Torah, which aren't specific to masculine, then we'll use the word, derech in the lashon nekeva. And now, and it's a maybe, I'm just thinking about this now, maybe we could say that by definition, the word derech is feminine, like we use it in modern Hebrew today. But if the Torah wants to teach us something else about the context of the pasuk, it can also be used in the lashon zachar. Maybe that's the way I'm explaining it. Then the Mishnah and the Gemara says we had a stirut between the two pasukim. Explain why they aren't stirut. And the Mishnah as well. Matitin adali also lo kasha. Not sure why. Haka in our Mishnah yad legabe ishakai. We're just talking about a woman. Therefore ketani la b'lashon nekeva. So we said shalosh drachim. We're discussing how a woman is acquired. And hatam. There, with regard to Zav, when we spoke about the checking of the Zav, why doesn't we waste our time checking for a woman about that? Like Rashi already pointed out, the Gemara says it. So therefore, Tani Lashon Zachar. So we were discussing seven ways of checking in the Mishnah. It's not relevant to women. These seven checks are not relevant to women. So therefore, why we're acting in a feminine? We're writing in a masculine, and again, we see that when is masculine is used, it is coming to teach us something over and above the regular understanding of the pasuk, which makes it unique to men. So therefore, we used it as well. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So we go back, and we ask the question, so why didn't we say Shlosha Drachim? So we understand Aisha nicknate, we understand Jeff, but still, it seems like it's still, the Gemara has heard all these answers, the Psukim, the Mishnahs, but the Gemara goes longer to hear it. But why not Lashon Zachar? Why Lashon Nekeva? But my time at Tani Shalosh. Right? Why did you teach us? Rashi says here, oh, my parchinan, my time at Tani Shalosh, Bishum Drachim Kamarta. You tell me because of Drachim? Because it was Drachim. So if we need that Dvarim, then okay. So don't use the word Drachim. If Drachim forces you to use Shalosh, and we prefer to use Lashon Zachar, like everything written in Lashon Zachar, so now use the word Drachim. And take out the word Drachim, which is causing us all the problems over here, and replace it with Shlosha Dvarim. There are three things which we can use to marry a woman. Right? Nitni Dvarim, v'nitni Shlosha. Then you can use Shlosha. Look at Rashi, he says straight out, Litni Dvarim, Shlosha, ki urcha de Gemara, like the Gemara normally does. Get confused, yeah, and after God's explaining, and start bringing psukim, and steers between psukim and between the Mishnayot, and explaining why, and it's normally Isha, and now it's Gzeh Zachar, and Zavi's a man, and not a woman. Well, what are you for? Just say, Aisha, Niknate, Beshlosha, Dvarim. Full stop. And we've solved all that problem. So that's the Gemara's question. So he says, no, why? Mishum de Kabai Lemitni Bia. Because we had to use bia, he says. And bia ikri derech. And bia, by definition, is called derech in a way. It's not a davar. You haven't got a davar bia. You got derech bia. Right? You don't have a davar bia. Dichtiv. And quite a pasuk of here. It's not a bit of thing, but the pasuk says derech hanesher bashamayim. These are all Mishlei talking about all the places where the eagle in the sky. And the snake ale tzur derech and the rocks. And the anya belev yam. Right? Deep in the sea. The derech gever ba'alma, and alma here means basically a nice lashon of bia. The derech gever ba'alma. That's how the man does it. The derech gever ba'alma. And the next pasuk says, "Kain derech isha mina efet." So that was Mishnah Lamed Yutet. The derech gever ba'alma. Kain derech isha mina efet. Achla machapia ba'alma lo palti aben. So we see again, v'chein derech isha mina efet, this derech gever and derech isha is referring to bia. So I don't understand. Ah, tenach bia. That makes sense for bia. Beautiful. Tenach bia. We understand bia. So you had to use the lashon of derech for bia. But kesev v'shtar? Mike, how you explain kesef v'shtar? There, that's not called beer. That's a davar, money and contract. So Gemara says, "Be shum beer." So I said, "I don't understand." V'tani etarte atuchada. Rashi got a slightly different version. Rashi says, "V'tani etarte mishum chada, not atuchada, mishum chada." So what? Bitmiya? Question mark. Shina lashon kesef v'shtar mishum beer. Yalla lecha chaya rov. Because of one, we're changing the whole way we discussed the other two. Go after the Rav. Okay, it's a big deal. So Derech Bia is Derech. But Kesev and Shtar is Davar. So called Dvarim. And just like we now, we're living with the word Derech, with Shtar and Kesev, who could live to the word Davar with the Bia. Right? So we're saying, Henech Nami, Tzorech Bia Ninu. He says, no, it's all at the end of the day connected to Bia. Because even the idea of the Shtar, and even the idea of money, why are you getting married? In order to have Bia. So if you look at it, beer is like the pinnacle, beer is the ikar, beer is the overriding principle of the sikh. Another view about Ema, another possible answer is, why do we use the Lashon of Derech Abia? Ha, money, who's the Tana of this Mishnah maybe? Mishnah, right, who could the Tana be? Tana is Rabbi Shimoni. Look at Rashi, how many the Tana Lashon Derech B'Kiddusha Isha, Rabbi Shimoni? He's the one who uses Derech when it comes to Kiddusha Isha. Da Amar Urched Da Arash Shayech Behu. Rashi back in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimoni, the Amar Torah, Ki kach ish isha. This is the Derech Eretz. This is how it's done. Why does it say that a man takes a woman? Ki kach ish isha. This is all, I think, makes sense. Velo katav ki tilakach isha l'ish or ki tikach isha l'ish. There's two versions of it. Yeah? Why does it say that when a woman is taken by a man? Why does it say when a man takes a woman? He says, "Bibnei shedar kol shlish lechazir al isha." Men run after women. That was the case until very recently, right? I think in our generation, you can already know women are making overtures to men to marry them. But the way of the world, a man proposes, right? And he says, and not the way of the woman to run after the man. He says, over here, mashallah Adam. Says this is a mashal to a man. Shavdalu aveda. Rashi, what's the aveda? Look at Rashi. Now, so Rashi, this achat mitzlotav. That man lost one of his ribs, and now he's running after a rib. Why does he want a woman? Because he wants to fill up his body. He wants another missing that rib. So mi chozer al mi? Who goes after me? Baal aveda bechazer al avedato. The guy who lost the object, he goes after the lost object. Right. So this is the worst of the worst thing. Vadi tna. But then we learn in the Mishnah. We already saw Besheva Drachim Borkin Azav. So then again there, why, we understand now in our sugya why we use Drachim. Because Drachim is Bia, and Bia is the Derech, and that's the whole story. But in the Mishnah there, now we ask on that Mishnah there, Besheva Drachim Borkin Azav, why didn't we say there, Besheva Dvarim, Litni Dvarim? Says no, there was a reason as well. Hata Mahakamashpana. What was we coming to teach there? The Darcha. Right, the michla yetaira la tuyadide ziva, and the darche the mishtia yetaira tuyadide ziva. They were also telling us something extra, that the derech, the way in which you eat, if you eat too much or if you drink too much, that could bring on ziv. So there's also a derech. It's not a davar. There aren't seven ways. There's seven. There isn't seven things that bring on. There's seven ways that you go about doing things which cause you to have. What's the ways of a haditznan? Then we have a Mishnah, the Gemara quotes over here, Mishnah Shoshonin in Sukkah, Bikurim, all these places. Etrog shaveh le'ilan begimul drachim. And Etrog is similar to a tree in three ways. Again there, litnei dvarim. So we try to understand, every time we seem to have a unique reason why we use the word drachim. When we actually start looking, it's not so uncommon. It's pretty common. There are other examples of drachim. We understand in our Mishnah because of derech, because of bia. We understand because now we've learned of ziva, because of zav, because of derech. Because of the way that it's up. But etrog, three drachim. Litnei dvarim. So what's the name? Mishum, the ba'ilan matni seifa. Again, why do we use three drachim that ilan similar to, that etrog similar to a tree? Because of the seifa. What was the seifa? Ule yerek paderek echad. And in one way, it's similar, not in one davar, but in one way, it's similar to a vegetable. Right? And then seifa nami, so what's his new seifa nami? Need the davar, so then use the seifa. The rest of said three way, three dvarim. And the rest of the dvarim. There's a reason why in there as well. Hatam kamash balan, the darkeya, the etrog keyerek. That it's that the ways. Here we have to say that the ways. Rashi hatam hakamash balan. The time doesn't be achar lekita. We went after the time of picking. Shum urche de milta, right? The etrog yerek, my yerek. What's yerek? Darko, the way of a vegetable. That's why I had to use the word derech. The way of a vegetable is the gerakomayim needs lots of water. Ubeshaat lekitato isuro. And when is the maser? I'll go back in a moment. There are three ways that etrog is like a tree. In the case of orla, I think Rashi mentions it on the previous amud. I skipped it already. Orla, neteravai, and truma. And shvit, I think, right? This is the master here, right? Here Rashi says over here. Let's quickly back. Shesh b'shadi gato itzuro shein olchin bolin ha'masot achar chanita. Okay, so we've got over here the Shmita. So Shmita, Orla, and Revai are like a tree, and which is basically Chanita. And but Maser, the Isuro, the Maser, goes according to when you actually pick it. So a fruit, like we had in the Shmita last year, remember? If they were already blossomed before Rosh Hashanah, so it was considered Shmita produce, even though you picked it after Shmita. A etrog wouldn't be like that. Yeah, an etrog, it would be like that for Shmita, but maser and maser for the masrot. Now the masrot are relevant. Why? Because masrot change. Because we've got the first 2 years, we've got maser sheni, and the third year maser ani. Then the fourth and the fifth year maser sheni, and the sixth year maser ani. So with an etrog, if we went after chanita, so if it blossomed in the third year, so when you came to pick it, your masrot would be maser ani. But you picked it in the fourth year, which would then be, if it goes after picking, it's Maser Sheni. So there's actually a real Nafka Minah where they go after Chanita or after Lekita. Vegetables always go after when you pull them out the ground. Fruits normally go after when they blossomed. And Etrog is similar to fruits in the sense that it goes after Chanita for Orla, for Revai, and for Shmita. But it goes after Lekita, like a vegetable, when it comes to Masrot. So that's why an etrog is bederech. Af etrog darko ligadel akol ma'am. You need lots of water for etrog, and therefore it's the same. The way that it survives, that it nourishes, is like a vegetable. Ubeshat lekidato isuro. It goes after the picking like a vegetable, and that's why we had to use the drachim as well. Let's end off over here.